Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump says the U.S. will know by next week whether he'll meet North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un June 12 in Singapore.
Someday a date will happen. It could very well be June 12. Someday a date will absolutely happen. It could very well be June 12th. We'll see. We'll know next week.
The North last week put the meeting in question after complaining of joint U.S.-South Korean military drills and demands for unilateral denuclearization. In remarks to Congress Wednesday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo remained hopeful the talks would go off as planned.
Our posture will not change until we see credible steps taken towards the complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
Pompeo said a bad deal is not an option. He told lawmakers there will be an easing of sanctions until steps are taken toward the complete, irreversible, verifiable denuclearization of the peninsula. Visiting Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi through an interpreter said Beijing is firmly committed to that as well.
Direct and contact and dialogue between the leaders is key to addressing the nuclear issue on the Korean Peninsula. We look forward to seeing the meeting take place as scheduled and be successful. We believe that President Trump and Chairman Kim Jong-un are fully able and they have the wisdom to make the right decision.
Meanwhile, the U.N. Security Council has lifted a travel ban so a North Korean delegation can travel to Singapore. The U.S. Wednesday rejected a call from U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres for funding a new 5,000-troop African force to fight extremists in the vast Sahel region. The force, backed by France, involves troops from the so-called G5 Sahel, Burkina Faso, Chad, Mali, Mauritania, and Niger, and are funded through voluntary pledges. This is VOA News. The U.S. issued a health alert Wednesday for citizens in China following